A patient named Tessa Simmons, S-I-M-M-O-N-S, date of birth 3/26/15, date of service 4/17/23. This is an 8-year-old little girl. Mom brings her in after a complaint of bilateral ear pain. She's had this off and on for 1 week. Apparently yesterday it was better. Also has a cough developing, no fevers to speak of, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. She maintains her normal bowel and bladder function. symptoms are better with rest, worsen activities, period, and paragraph. Blood pressure 110 over 62, pulse 60, respiration 16, temperature 98.4, oxygenation 100% on room air. Allergies to Tamiflu and Ceftonir. Current medication, none. Medical history. She has had mono in times past, also asthma. Surgical history, negative social history, lives with mom and dad, no association of secondhand smoke, period, and paragraphs. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She's not in any distress. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Extraocular movements are intact and within normal limits bilaterally. Ears, bilateral, tympanic membrane, erythema. Canals are grossly clear. Right side is worse than left. Oral pharyngeal area, mildly erythematous, no strawberry tongue, oral mucosa is moist, neck is soft, no thyromegalino masses, no lymphadenopathy, heart positive S1, positive S2, no murmur, lungs are clear to auscultation, abdomen is soft, non-tender, remainder of exam is unremarkable. Period to paragraph assessment plan, acute otitis media, patient will receive amoxil, 400 per 5 ml, 7.5 ml BID, 10 days, number 150 ml, period and paragraph, cough, Brumfed DM, 5 ml PO, 4 times daily, PRN cough, number 120 ml. She used to get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest. Monitor symptoms, and mom will call or return to clinic with her if needed.